With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. Prosecutors say the Egyptian national, the illegal alien accused of trying to burn people to death in Boulder, Colorado, says he wanted them all to die, had no regrets, and if he could, he'd do it again. The victims gathered peacefully in support of Israeli hostages in Gaza when they were attacked by a man with a flamethrower who was also hurling Molotov cocktails. President Trump said to be outraged by the attack.
And it is unacceptable to this president and this White House.
White House Press Secretary Caroline Levitt. The suspect, 45-year-old Mohammed Sabri Salomon, faces a raft of state charges as well as a federal hate crime charge. He's already made one court appearance.
Solomon appeared in Colorado Judicial Court on Monday.
This is the matter concerning Mohammed Suleiman.
The court issued a protective order, meaning Solomon cannot contact any of the victims, but he is still behind bars.
The court previously set bond on the written affidavit. It is set at $10 million cash only.
Authorities say in court papers that the 45-year-old had planned the attack for more than a year, targeting what he described as, quote, a Zionist group, end quote. I'm Donna Water.
America is hiring. Job openings hit 7.4 million in April. Surprisingly strong report shows the American economy remains resilient despite so many gloom and doom predictions. Key to the Trump agenda, the president's so-called Big Beautiful Bill, has arrived in the Senate after recently clearing the House. There are some Senate Republicans less than thrilled with the measure. Kentucky's Rand Paul is among them. He supports parts of the bill but says it adds too much to the federal deficit. On Wall Street, the Dow is up 4 points. The Nasdaq better by 91 points. This is SRN News. The Southern Baptist Convention considers gambling.
The denomination's annual summer meeting is just around the corner, and among several resolutions the delegates will consider is one that condemns sports betting. The proposed resolution states that, quote, the rapid expansion of legalized sports betting presents significant spiritual, moral, ethical, and societal concerns. SBC leaders hope delegates will vote to approve the document, which includes a call for all Christians to reject gambling. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
June is Gay Pride Month, but festivities will be muted as a growing number of major corporations are refusing to fund such events under pressure from unhappy customers. San Francisco Pride, which produces one of the country's largest and most notorious gay pride parades, is facing a $200,000 budget gap after corporate donors dropped out. In Missouri, KC Pride lost about $200,000. It's roughly half of its annual budget. This is SRN News. Washington Mayor Muriel Bowser worries about the impact of an upcoming military parade on the city's streets. Can the pavement support all those very heavy vehicles?
Last week, Bowser warned that the city would be on the hook for expenses linked to repairing its streets after the June 14th event, with an unknown timetable for when the Pentagon might reimburse Washington. The U.S. Capitol will host a massive military parade to mark the Army milestone anniversary, which also falls on President Donald Trump's birthday, featuring thousands of service members and dozens of military vehicles on a route that will stretch nearly 4 miles from the Pentagon to the White House. President Trump has brushed aside concerns over the cost of the parade as peanuts compared to the value of doing it. But city officials have raised fears that more than 24 Abrams tanks, as well as numerous heavy armored vehicles, will damage city streets. Bernie Bennett, Washington.
Trade may be the topic of a phone call this week between President Trump and Chinese President Xi Jinping. More details at SRNNews.com.